It's Thursday, November 17th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes heard at theworldview.com. I'm Kevin Swanson sitting in for Adam McManus. Since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan 15 months ago, their promises of a tolerant rule have evaporated into a regime of brutal oppression. The Taliban recently ordered judges in the country to impose punishments based on Sharia law. Such punishments could include amputation, public lashings, and execution by stoning. The Taliban regards Christians in Afghanistan as apostates from Islam. Under Sharia law, such departures from Islam could carry the death penalty. Please pray for the small, isolated, and oppressed community of Christians in Afghanistan, ranked as the worst country in the world for Christians on the Open Door World Watch list. Every regional body of Switzerland's historic Protestant state church has now authorized blessing services for people living in vile passions with the same sex. The final regional body to do so was the Reformed Church of the Canton Vaud, centered on the city of Lausanne. This comes after the Swiss approved a referendum last year in favor of faux same-sex marriage. Meanwhile, in the U.S., all five regional bodies of the United Methodist Church approved measures this month to support people living sexually perverted lifestyles. The UMC also elected its second openly homosexual bishop. As the UMC degenerates, many conservatives are leaving. At least 300 congregations left the denomination already this year, and hundreds more are in the process of exiting. Jeremiah 23:1-2 says, "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. You have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doings." New data from the 2020 U.S. Religion Census found the membership of non-denominational churches now outnumbers the membership of America's largest Protestant denomination, the Southern Baptist Convention. Over the last decade, the SBC's membership decreased from nearly 20 million adherents to 17.6 million. America's second largest Protestant denomination, the United Methodist Church, also decreased by about 2 million adherents over the same period. During the same decade, non-denominational church membership nearly doubled from 12.2 million to over 21 million. Former President Donald Trump announced Tuesday evening from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, that he is running for president in 2024.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
The announcement follows the less than stellar Republican performance in the 2022 midterm elections. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's prayerfully considering a run for president as well. Other Republicans reportedly considering a run include former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. Psalm 146 and verse 3 reminds us, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." On Tuesday, a Georgia county judge overturned the state's ban on abortions when a baby's heartbeat is detectable. The judge claimed the law was invalid because it was signed in 2019 when Roe v. Wade was still in effect. However, the Georgia Attorney General's office said they are appealing the ruling and will continue to fulfill our duty to defend the laws of our state in court. And finally, NASA launched its most powerful moon rocket yesterday. Listen to the liftoff.
And here we go.
10.
Hydrogen burnoff igniters initiate. 7, 6, 5. Four-stage engine start. 3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
The Artemis 1 mission aims to put the spacecraft Orion with three dummies on board into orbit around the moon before returning it to Earth with splashdown in the Pacific next month. The mission marks 50 years since the end of the Apollo program. NASA's Artemis Lunar Exploration Program plans to send four astronauts around the moon in 2024 and land humans on the moon as early as 2025. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, November 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Kevin Swanson for Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.